Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Egypt has floated a new proposal aimed at restoring the Gaza ceasefire deal. Security sources have told Reuters, they told them this yesterday, as the Palestinian health authorities, i.e. Hamas, said Israeli strikes had killed at least 65 people in the enclave in the previous 24 hours. That number aside, it does come from Hamas. We know that we can't rely on it. But what is this about the Egyptian ceasefire plan? Well, Dr. Eli Carmon is an Israeli political scientist, senior researcher, and a scholar at the International Institute for Counterterrorism. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us today. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Good to hear you again.
Good to speak to you. So can you give us a bit of background about the Egyptian ceasefire plan?
There are two channels for negotiating the release of the hostages and possible solution to the crisis. One is through Steve Witkoff, which is the representative of President Trump, and he's working mainly with the Qataris. And recently, we have a new proposal by the Egyptians, which always were very much involved in negotiations. There is even kind of competition between Egypt and Qatar. And the new Egyptian proposal, which was partially at least leaked to Israeli media, involves the liberation of five Israeli hostages, including one which has a double citizenship, an American citizenship also. The Hamas proposed to present documentation about the other remaining hostages which are alive, including perhaps photos or videos, and this would include a kind of ceasefire, which is not clear to be 40 days or 7 weeks, but will be continued with negotiations for a new phase, which will be the final phase for the liberation of all the hostages. The Israeli government has declared that they didn't receive officially the Egyptian proposal. And this morning, there is a very interesting information that Egypt has threatened Hamas leadership that if they don't accept their proposal, then dozens of Palestinian terrorists which have been liberated to Egyptian territory would be expelled from the country.
Wow. Wow. So Egypt is starting to play hardball with us. Is this due to pressure from Donald Trump, do you think?
Clearly, President Trump is very much interested in achieving a quick peace in Gaza, as well as in parallel, he's working with Russia and Ukraine. I think that it is practically easier to do it with Israel and Hamas. And it worked for the first phase when the 12 hostages were liberated. But Israel decided that it doesn't want to engage in the final negotiations and prefer to do a move of military pressure. We see the military pressure mainly in targeting very important Hamas leaders, many of them political leaders in the Gaza Strip. And perhaps this also has influenced a bit the Hamas leadership, at least those which are outside the Gaza Strip. And we'll see if the Egyptian proposal will be really engaged by the two sides, by the Israeli side also, because not always it's clear what Prime Minister Netanyahu is ready, especially to compromise for a final solution, which would include the retreat of Israeli forces from Gaza.
And in terms of moving some of the Gaza residents to Egypt, is that part of this proposal?
One of the issues is also the humanitarian support, because, for instance, part of the many caravans that are important for the Palestinians in order to put the refugees or the people which left the territory of northern Gaza in safer conditions were not permitted to enter Gaza. So this is also another point of contention. It is a kind of, I would say, two-phase negotiations deal. I think that it would have been preferable the Witkoff solution. We spoke of liberating 11 hostages in the first phase, and quite quickly the other 11 hostages. But for the moment, it seems that the most acceptable or the quickest solution would be the Egyptian proposal.
That is where we leave it. Dr. Eli Carmon, Israeli political scientist. He's a senior research scholar at the International Institute for Counterterrorism.